This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, by the way. This is What's on Your Mind. Scott Hanna, Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Dan the Man answering the phone calls. Daniel, maybe that'll be one of our bumper songs today. Shout out to the man who takes your calls, very integral to this program.
Daniel, my brother.
Exactly right. Elton John. 800-228-0550. That should be on your speed dial if it isn't already. Here's the one I always recommend to put on your speed dial, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So whether you're listening to the nighttime replays, whether you're, just driving along and a bolt of wisdom hits you on something, you can call right when the moment's there and lay it on us. I always tell these keyboard warriors on Facebook, too, get out of your echo chamber there on Facebook. You know, where you're all liking stuff and putting ha-ha-ha emojis on things. And, how about the mad one?
I'm mad.
Trolling in general.
Yeah. So, every time, I'm not kidding you, every time I ever engage with one of those folks and I say, okay, let's take this debate to the show. I've been in your little den here for a while. Just call the show.
I'm not going to call your program.
Why not? See, I don't think they're very confident in their opinions.
There's that.
I think they like just where everybody says, yeah, I'm right, you're right. Oh, aren't we great?
Oh, it's really.
And honestly, I'm not going
to hide in the bunker and have your big view, but not, have anybody know it's you. I mean,
well, you're on Facebook with a profile. That isn't exactly anonymous.
Yeah,
I never understand.
You're still not putting yourself quote unquote out there like you would be on the radio here.
Well, then you're not very confident in your opinions. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I get behind this microphone every day for hours, and I share my opinion. It's not rocket science. I have an opinion. I share it. I welcome other people to come on and share their opinion. They can tell me I'm all wet. They can tell me I'm crazy. They can tell me I'm, inappropriate. Wasn't that the word earlier this week? Inappropriate? They thought something.
Oh, yeah.
Whole hind end comment. Somebody didn't like the hind end term I used. I thought I was cleaning it up when I said hind end, but I'm telling you, I guess I better say buttocks. Isn't that the proper right term? Anyway, so all of you folks that have just ingenious opinions on Facebook and have just nailed it, you've got it down perfect, take it for a test drive here on the radio. Call us up at 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum. And come on, we've been through too much together. We can stand not agreeing. Having different opinions, that's fine. Come on, come on, come on. Okay, Congressman Kelly Armstrong next hour for the full hour. Takes your calls, questions, and comments. Last couple times Kelly's been on, we just have not gotten all the calls, so we're listening to our audience. We'll have Kelly here for a full hour. So anything you have in the way of a question for your one and only member of the U.S. House from North Dakota, Congressman Armstrong, give him a call. We're also going to talk to Dr. Joe Ellison. There's a big debate right now, understandably, about the health of North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Minnesotans, Americans, everybody in the world right now from the crisis known as the virus, the coronavirus, right? And so the answer to that so far has been shelter in place in some states like Minnesota and be smart, but essentially the same things that they're doing in states like North Dakota because of the health threat. But there is a health threat that comes from the rules, for lack of a better term, of the COVID crisis, too. And so we're going to talk about mental health today on the program with Essentia Health's mental health counselor, Dr. Joe Ellison. How to get through this, we want to help, and then also just professionally, just so we can be informed, with a professional's opinion, when is that line crossed between protecting people over here and harming people over here? That's what we got to be worried about. But if I gave you a blank sheet of paper today, folks, and said, just write me up what this recovery plan is going to look like. The reopening is where it has to begin. How do we reopen? How do we restart our economic engine? How do we take what we've learned from the pandemic crisis? We are where we are. The numbers are where they are. I am going to resist very hard the urge to Monday morning quarterback this thing. Why that model? And what about that model? If you wouldn't have done this, you should have done that. It's all unknowable. We are where we are. We are where we are. I think the one model, one data point that brought me into the camp of we've got to do some extraordinary measures here was having seen healthcare systems in other places being overwhelmed and not wanting that here. And it didn't come here. Didn't come here because we did what we were told. Didn't come here because some of the models were ill-informed. But it didn't come here. Meanwhile, it didn't cost us a lot either. It didn't, you know, the Fargo Dome doesn't charge rent. University of Mary doesn't charge rent. You get some places in place in case you need them. Obviously, the National Guard had to move assets around. It wasn't free, but I'm saying it was a, you know, pound of prevention rather than ounce of cure. You know what I'm saying? That's in the rearview mirror. Today, Governor Doug Burgum at 3:30 this afternoon will make an announcement related to the current measures in place from the state of North Dakota. Schools closed. These kind of businesses closed. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. They expire on the 20th of April. So the new rules need to be written. What should the new rules be? That's what I want to know. What should the new rules be? You got your piece of paper in front of you there, Kevin? Todd?
I do.
Daniel? Everybody got their piece of paper? Okay. Because you get to write the plan right now. So does our audience. Right here on the program. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And Daniel, you're going to need to tell me what line, what name, because I'm having a little technical difficulty with the software here.
Yeah,
today.
We're having internet issues here, bud.
Aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So, Daniel, you got that. You the man. Or Todd, I guess you could grab it as well. Todd, Daniel, both very capable of pushing buttons and doing it. You can also call Kevin at 271-1100.
Oh, we got full lines here. You want one?
Let's go.
All right. Brad from Minot, what is on your mind?
Good morning, folks. Got to agree with all your comments so far this morning, Scott, about not second-guessing. There'll be time for that later, but we are where we are. However, here's my one primary concern. All of this was done so that we didn't overload the hospitals, okay? I got that part. We are now at a point where we're not only not overloading them, we are underloading them. We're only using 1% of our beds and so on and so forth. And there's layoffs, not just North Dakota, but around the country of healthcare workers. So we're at very real risk of harming the healthcare industry that we may still need if we do get a peak or a spike. So my recommendation is one of the first things they ought to consider easing back into, I'm not saying full bore open the gate, but some of these elective surgeries that do have health dangers, you know, maybe somebody put off a colonoscopy or maybe somebody put off some other kind of a heart exploratory surgery or something. Maybe some of those elective procedures should start to happen again, not full bore, not wide open. I'm not saying, you know.
Why not, though? Why not, Brad? I don't know why we can't. I mean, we got 13 people in the hospital. We got 13 people in the hospital related to COVID. So it's a minuscule impact on the health system. And you're exactly right. I think they were prudent measures to say, let's not have elective procedures because we don't want people in the hospital that could end up getting COVID if you got a hospital full of COVID patients. Well, you don't. Now, so the economic damage... Let it rip.
Yeah, the economic damage and the damage to the healthcare system and the actual potential of harming other lives due to other diseases by not doing elective surgeries, at some point will outweigh this. And I'm almost thinking we're probably there right now, because some of these elective procedures, do have big health care and livelihood, health risks by avoiding them. So we probably should look at that sooner rather than later.
Great point. No, it's a good point. It is because, again, that's another one where we got a line. On this side of the line is protecting people from the pandemic. On the other side of the line is impacts from protecting the people from the pandemic. And you just identified one. You know, if there are people that could die because they didn't get something. Now, some of those elective things obviously are not that big a deal, but some could be. So, very good point. Very good point. All right. Lots of text coming in, too. Those are welcome. 367-2054. For Todd, 226-8503. And back to your calls. Brad on the road next on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we finally...
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Puckflix, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Can you tell I love saying that? That's right. I love saying it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love it. I'll say it again. North Dakota's home for Chevy. And our friends in Valley City at Puckledge location there, which is Buick Chevy as well as Buick GMC, has a great deal, ladies and gentlemen. as they often do on Wednesdays. And these often sell before the show is done. So if I interest you in any way, shape, or form about this vehicle, don't horse around. You got to head in there quick. This is a 2017 GMC Acadia Denali. In other words, loaded up. It only has 35,000 miles on it. Basically new. It is black. Lots of chrome with the Denali package, so it looks really nice. Sunroof, heated, cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel. Oh, I have heated steering wheel envy. Navigation, easily.
You don't have a heated steering wheel?
No, I don't.
I have one of those.
I have more bells and gizmos and things, but no heated steering wheel.
How do you live in North Dakota and Minnesota and not have one of those in this day and age?
It's a first world problem. This thing easily seats six passengers. It's got all-wheel drive. It's on the lot right now for $31,995, but if you tell them you heard about it on the radio, you take it home for $30,846. How about that?
Yeah. We used to put the mittens on the radiator. That was our heated steering wheel, and we put the mittens on and drive.
$30,846. What a deal. Call 800-401-4352. Snag it up, 800-401-4352. Or go online to PucklessValleyCity.com to find out more. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Brad's on the road. He's next. What's on your mind? You got a blank sheet of paper on how to do the reopening. What would you do, Brad?
Well, what I look at is, people like dentists, chiropractors, hair salon people, those guys are all registered with the state, right? They've got training for how to deal with people safely. Why the heck they're not open now is beyond me. I mean, they wear gloves, they wear masks, but you can't go get your teeth clean. I just think we're kind of become quite a nanny state here with all this stuff, and it kind of need to loosen some of this up.
Well, I'm the dentist. I will say this. My dentist, Dr. Jeff, told me about this before it even came. He said the dentists are getting together, and they're going to decide whether we shut down or not. So that decision was done by the dentists. The dentists themselves made that decision. So I didn't like it was a nanny state. Okay, the governor says, shut down dentists. I mean, I think we've done this pretty good in North Dakota.
Well, so can they decide to open themselves back up then? I mean, why haven't they done that? I mean, they have the training. I mean, that's part of their job.
I don't know.
You know, they deal with people all day with, you know, periodontal disease or whatever walks in the office, cancer. So
yeah, no, good point.
I would say, hey, guys, you know, wake up and open your stuff back up. Same thing with chiropractors. I mean, why the heck aren't those guys open?
Aren't chiropractors open? I think they are.
Mine is.
No, they are not.
Well, that must be an individual decision then, because mine is.
I was going to say, because mine is.
At the clinic.
You know, I tried to make one with mine. I'll call again, but no, they.
Give them a call.
Right. In the office.
Appreciate the call. But I'm with you on the side of freedom. My one-page sheet says, sheet that I haven't revealed it yet, but it's so long, I was going to kind of hesitate, but it says freedom.
There you go.
It says freedom on it. Just remember that part, right? Just think about the founding fathers. Think about freedom. Now, I'm not saying a whole lot ought to be done different in the way of our behavior. We need to be smart about it. But I think business owners are responsible. I think most citizens of North Dakota have common sense. They could sort this out. So let's start with freedom. Scott in Southern South Dakota, what's your plan?
Yeah, I don't know if you've been listening about, but Sweden is kind of going against. They went against the UN recommendations. They're keeping everything open. Their stores are open, their bars, their restaurants. They've shut down great, you know, big concerts and big sporting events. But you know, they're just going to try to ride this through and not take such an economic hit. And, you know, it could backfire on them. You know, they could end up with a wreck, and they're have a lot more, I guess, that are coming down with the virus than the other countries, but it'd be worth watching. And, you know, their country, their small country, 10 million people. But, you know, you compare that to North Dakota with, 700,000 here in North Dakota? You know, it's something to kind of look at to see how it works for them.
Yeah, they end up with 1,000 deaths already. As you say, there are about 10 million people. So what's New York's death at? I think it's a higher rate than that, right? But they'd have more turf to spread that over with. Yeah. Well, New York is 10 million, isn't it? You got about 10 million of both.
Oh, okay.
Right? In New York City, anyway, is about 10 million people.
Yeah, I didn't know what the population of New York. I never looked that up.
So. But you know, they have less, but they still have a lot, you know, probably compared. I don't know, what's Norway at? Good question. But I think you're right, Scott. I think the thing there is, look, Sweden did what Sweden decided to do, and now, if nothing else, it's a good model to watch and see what happens, you know?
And they're more, the people that are real susceptible, they're keeping them home and keeping them isolated.
Right.
You know, the older people, the people that have health issues, that's what they're doing. But their economy hasn't taken the hit, because that's really going to hurt us, is what the hit the economy's taking. And there's going to be ramifications to that, you know, way down the road.
Appreciate your call, Scott. Thanks very much. Greenbush, Minnesota. And Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of the $650 billion a month bond buying that the Fed is doing.
I heard about it when they announced they were doing it, but I guess I haven't followed it any closer than that.
But they've been buying municipal bonds, corporate bonds, so on and so forth, and now their next program they plan to implement is buying mortgage bonds. How much money are they going to create? I mean, they've already put out $4 trillion in this, besides the $2.5 trillion stimulus package. I mean, they say that the Fed is going to be the largest landowner in the world very soon.
Do you think what they're doing, in their eyes, obviously, to stabilize the economy and in the case of being bonds, I assume they believe they're worth more than they're selling for, so buy them and then realize some gains on those at some point, sort of like they did with the automakers, right? I get queasy about it because I think, wow, I don't want the federal government, the Federal Reserve, having that kind of, amount of assets. But do you think they're right, that it's the right thing to do given the current state of the economy, or do you think this is foolish?
Well, the trouble is it's kind of a power play in my book. I don't know if you've ever read the book, Jekyll Island, The Creature from Jekyll Island. But it talks about the history of the Federal Reserve. And, boy, it gets scary when you think about, if you've read that book. It's something else, you know.
Yeah, I've not read that book, but I've certainly seen my fair share of reporting and concerns about the Federal Reserve. I find myself to see a lot of the scenarios people see coming as something that the United States of America would never stand for, the citizens wouldn't stand for, but, that takes some gumption, too, and you got to watch in times like this, so I'm glad you're out there paying attention to this. Thanks. More of your calls coming up. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying parts of the United States could potentially lift stay-at-home orders before the 1st of May. But White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says they're going to have to be extremely careful about how the process plays out.
Probably would be a rolling entry into it, with some states actually doing nothing different because they're still in a really difficult situation and you would not want to relax any of the physical separation guidelines, and others that would be doing really much better.
Power is still out at tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the South after storms killed at least 34 people earlier this week. As of this morning, some 70,000 customers still had no electricity in Arkansas, with major interruptions in Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Carolina as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow are waiting for your call right now. And have they got a deal for you? Buy one, get one on darn near everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. On the radio listener special tab, just click on that. And you're going to find buy one, get one specials on My Pillows, My Pillow Towels. You know, towels, if you buy them, you know, at the department store, big box stores, you know, just order them online from most places, they feel fine. You know, you take them off the shelf. Yeah, that's kind of nice. But they don't dry you. And towels changed about 10 years ago. And they were all made to feel good to the touch but not absorb, and it's the material they use that does that. So that's why Mike Lindell said, I'm going to make towels that actually are soft, but they actually work. And these do. They're great. The other thing I like about them is hang them up and dry again in no time. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths with the promo code Scott now. Gets you around a six-piece set for about $76.99. Two of those now for that price. Oh, my gosh. Two sets. You can't beat a deal like that. Same with the Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to our discussion on the blank sheet and the recovery. And by the way, we have a ton of responses on Facebook about this, all of which are very reasonable. They're smart. So I'm going to share some of those as well. All of this related to Governor Burgum's announcement later today on what the reopening process will look like, what happens on the 20th of April when the current orders expire. What do we do? How do we do it? All of that we'll hear about coming up here in just a little bit. But the one area that I don't think has received as much attention as it should have, and by attention I mean actually considering, not just saying, right? Because people say, well, there's mental health issues there, and, you know, make sure you get help, or, you know, but really just understanding, it's not enough to say get help. You know, when somebody has a mental health disease, you don't just pick up the phone and get help. I mean, you need friends that recognize, say, something's wrong, let's do this, you know, a lot of different things. And right now, there's so much disruption in daily life. What's all that mean? These are all questions for our guest, Dr. Jo Ellison. She is a Essentia Health mental health counselor. Dr. Ellison, Hello. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Glad to have you here on the program today. So, you know this situation well. Put us inside the mind of someone with a mental health issue and a life as they know it being disrupted like it has the last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks who are already, I think, dealing with depression and anxiety are seeing an increase in those symptoms, especially because, you know, what we're hoping that people are able to do to fight depression and anxiety is usually, you know, getting out, doing things, seeing people, being active, and all of that has really been turned on its head in the last couple weeks here. So it's been even harder to engage in the things that we know work. So yeah, depression, anxiety has increased. There's a lot to take in terms of the media and facts, and hard to know what to think about what's happening.
If someone is in that state that you just described, depression, anxiety, battling with these mental health issues, and now work from home or on unemployment or whatever, and of course, in some cases, can't even get the care that they need, but is it naive of us to think, well, just get help? Just get help. Go see a doctor. It isn't as easy as having a pain in your side, is it?
I know. I mean, I think there is a lot of stigma out there related to mental health. As much as we're working on improving that, I think there are a lot of people who are hesitant to share these things with their family members or with their doctors. And I think it's important to check in on our loved ones and really ask how we're doing. We all have a tendency just to say, oh, fine, or we're getting along. But to really try and get the real answers and encourage people to seek help. I think a big part of it, too, is to be honest about our own histories. Statistically, most of us have encountered some version of a depressive episode or some anxiety at a different times or stressors in our lives, and it's important to normalize that and help people realize that it's not a terrible thing that shouldn't be shared, but something that we can actually work on and that they can get help for.
When our ancestors, great-grandparents, some cases grandparents, settled this part of the world, do you think the percentage of them that had mental health issues was about the same, or is it drastically more now, and if so, why? Why do you... Are we hearing more about this because we're smarter about it and recognize it and want to make sure people understand, you know, don't be stigmatized, get the help you need, we're here for you, care for you, no different than in a heart disease or diabetes or anything else? And did they just say, well, just be tough, you know? I mean, it seems to me there's a lot more of it now, today. Am I right?
Well, I think there are many, many studies that would suggest that there are plenty of psychiatric illnesses that have been pretty similar in their prevalence over time without a lot of change. Now, I think where you're seeing maybe some increase or where you're noticing these things is that, you know, we also develop depression and anxiety as a result of stressors. So, you know, it's not just biologically based. Right, there are aspects of mental health that are a result of the things that are going on in our lives, and there are certainly a lot of stressors that go on in our lives. Our interaction with people has only sort of exponentially increased through social media and things like that, which can create additional stressors, and our different work environments and the demands put on us about related to, you know, what our kids are doing or what our different family members are doing and the care we have to provide for aging parents or things like that. There's all sorts of things, right, that can add to our plate and stress us out or create some of these symptoms as well.
What would you say to someone listening right now in the way of, things that would give you a pretty good indication that there are some mental health issues that they should actually see a professional for, but maybe they don't recognize as that? What I mean, and the reason I'm doing this, I want people out there that might not realize the pressure they're feeling, the disruption they're feeling is a mental illness, that it's something that needs attention, that there can be help for, that it isn't hey, I got to just tough this out. What should they watch for? What should they get help if find happening?
Great question, really great question. So I think what I'm looking for when I'm talking to someone to see if we have like a disorder or we have something that's serious and needs help is, are they really distressed and upset, right? Is this getting in the way of them functioning, right? Are they unable to create or maintain a normal routine and I know that's hard, especially right now during all of this. But is it getting in the way of being able to attend work if you're trying to work from home? Is it getting in the way of sleeping, right? Is it interrupting your appetite? Are you always feeling drained and exhausted? Are you being really hard on yourself and creating a lot of, negative self-talk, right? Where it would be, if you were saying those things to other people, it would be very, very mean and difficult, but we're being really hard on ourselves. Those types of things, I guess, is what I would have people looking for, where we might just sort of, it starts slow and it sort of creeps on and we don't notice it until it's really intense. So I think we're looking for the disruption of those typical things that allow us to function in our lives. And when we're not able to function in that same way, that's a good indicator that something's up.
So just remember that. Take that to heart. And right now is a challenging time for folks that have mental health, because all of the healthcare system's obviously been disrupted. But I understand at Essentia, you're all in on the video visits, right? So there is care available by video from wherever you're at now. Am I right?
Correct. Yes, we are doing virtual visits. Our entire behavioral health department here in our Fargo office, as well as our other locations, like we have a office in Detroit Lakes and Park Rapids and Ada. So our professionals that are staffing those offices are available via virtual health. So that makes it even easier to get to us and to have. We even have some same day availability. So if you called today, and say you need some help and need to check in with somebody, there would be somebody available for you.
There is help, and there is no shame in getting help.
Absolutely not.
There really isn't. That's what I really want folks to know. None whatsoever. For whatever reason, this has become one of those issues that, you think nothing of anybody that's battling cancer, battling diabetes, whatever, to say, are you seeing the best doctors? Are you getting a second opinion? But when it comes to mental health issues, you tend to just sort of say, well, I don't want anybody to know because it's a sign of weakness, or, I'm not right in the head or whatever. All those things most of that self-inflicted, because you talk to people who go through some terrible things. We had a young man that worked for us here that, just had an awful childhood, and he had, literal damage to his brain from all of that abuse over the years, not physical, but, in the actual brain. And, you get to the point where you're suicidal from it. You don't make any rational decisions, nothing. And then to see somebody like that be able to get help and have, either medicine or the counseling to deal with all those issues, a new person emerges, a flower blooms. So please think long and hard about getting the help you may need, and be tough by getting the help you need during these challenging times as well. Appreciate you sharing that with us, Dr. Joe Ellison, Essentia Mental Health Counselor. And remember, they're doing virtual visits now, so it's super easy to line up an appointment right now and be able to do it from wherever you're at. Thank you, Dr. Ellison.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, what's your advice for Governor Burgum on reopening North Dakota? Continue to let your ideas fly. Get out that blank sheet of paper, and how should we do it? What does it look like? Next on What's on Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speed with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
I like Billy Currington, but I actually like Chris Stapleton more. And isn't it Chris Stapleton's birthday?
It is Chris Stapleton's birthday.
How old is he today?
42 today.
42 today. All right. Can I hear any?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I love
it. He's one of those newer guys, gravelly voice, great artist.
Exactly. Todd's not getting the music. We got to fix that. Todd,
I am
Todd
now. I am now.
Oh, you are now. Okay. All right. You're jamming along with us here on the program. Listen. The voice is good.
Street lights along the highway.
I kind of like that, no?
Yeah.
Throwing shadows.
Got that attitude.
Throwing shadows where?
On the wall.
On the wall.
Memories keep on turning.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it. Wouldn't you love to be a country star in another life? That'd just be a...
All right.
Man, why not? Life.
We'll try being one in this life.
Yeah, that'd go over well. I can't sing.
Well, we need to work on that a little bit, maybe, yeah, but, you know. It's a little late for us.
A little embarrassing in church.
Never too late. Look at this, Susan Boyle. Everybody told her it was too late.
Oh,
and look what
she
happened.
Had a voice. Do you remember that lady? I mean, my gosh.
How can you forget?
That was the best example of not judging a book by the cover. That
exactly. I mean, you looked at everybody's faces in the crowd like, yeah, right, what's she doing on stage? But the second she opened her mouth, whoa.
I can remember the first time I heard that. I can remember the first time.
Oh, man.
And it was like put
stop you in your tracks moment.
Exactly. Total chills. Unbelievable. I was sitting at 64 Broadway, downtown Fargo. You know I was. Okay, let's see here. I want to talk about Mineral Tracker, then get back to your calls. Right now is a challenging time in the oil industry, no doubt about it. And a lot of people will get a lot less than they thought they were going to get. So every penny really matters. And that's where the folks at Mineral Tracker come in, because they have a Mineral Tracker app. It's $99 a month, and you'll get that $99 back tenfold with Mineral Tracker watching exactly what they anticipate will be coming in versus what came in and why didn't it come in. And they can predict the future so you can plan. MineralTracker.com. Call them at 833-842-2924 or go to MineralTracker.com. Blank slate. One question at the top. What advice do you have for Governor Burgum? How should the reopening of North Dakota look? How, when, why? Marty and Minot, go. What's your answer? Marty, are you there?
Yeah. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, all these construction workers, landscapers, these guys should be working right now. I mean, they're outdoors. They got to buy lunch. They're going to help the fast food industry. I don't see any reason why these guys can't be out working right now.
Construction workers, you're saying?
Construction workers, landscapers. If you're working outdoors, why ain't you working?
Well, a couple things here. One, aren't construction workers working? I've seen a fair amount of construction going on.
Yeah, I know landscaper guys that I know are working.
And you're saying landscapers, too?
Yep.
Okay, Because I agree with you. I think it's probably individually up to maybe some of the businesses on whether they're doing it or not. And again, I hope that people can be trusted to just be smart about it. Did you hear the story in New York City? It was actually a caller to Rush one day where a guy was talking about a construction project. And this was back in November, December time frame, where they had a crew working inside doing some interior work. And there were 200. 250, something like that. I forget the actual numbers of construction workers, and the flu went through them like crazy. And they all went to the doctor after they got the flu, and the doctor said, go home and stay at home. Well, of course, they did, and they came back to work. So a bunch of them got sick. Well, they all ended up coming back, but they believe now that what they had was coronavirus. So,
I do delivery, freight delivery. I'm out of Minot. We had something real bad go through in January. It was brutal. It floored me for 4 days. And we had one guy came down with pneumonia, and he had it real bad. He was out for about a month. So I'm pretty sure it ran through us.
Did you have the bad respiratory stuff?
He did. He's over it now. But, I had a cough for about 2 weeks, and I was floored for about 4 days.
Wow.
We got over it. It passed through everybody slowly, and, I don't think we missed too many days of work, but...
Appreciate that call, Marty. I think Marty's point is, landscapers, hello. Come on. And construction, maybe you're going to do it, be smart. If you're interior, then masks, whatever.
Well, let's get all the distancing. Road construction done, like right now. There's nobody on the road.
There you go. You got social distancing there. How about golfing? I mean, why do we punish golf courses? Give people a little mental health break, for crying out loud. Pay online.
Amen.
Pay online. Do the honor system. I mean, come on.
Well, why can't we put the plexiglass up in the pro shop, right, like they do at Walmart or anywhere else?
Texter says, city forestry guy told me they are working 2 and 3 day shifts because of the virus. This week he's only working one. How's that affecting the virus? Interesting. Let's see. Yours is freedom, mine is rights. Your rights stop when they infringe on mine. He's taking exception, I guess, with my freedom plan. I'm saying... in anything, we have the freedom to be stupid sometimes or the freedom to be smart. I believe most people are going to responsibly use their freedom. I really do. So I don't think we need, and by the way, if they don't, or if they, you know, threaten you or in any way, shape, or form, then obviously there ought to be things there. But let's be smart about this. Let's be smart about this, for crying out loud. I can't find it, but I had one here from a texter that said, what ought to be first is anything dealing with those in transportation so they have the services they need. I saw a poor trucker this morning, 6 in the morning, McDonald's, standing in the drive-thru. So he's walking through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
His truck parks away because that's how he has to eat. I mean, come on. We can do better than that for our truckers.
See, ours here will actually run into their door if you wait outside their one door.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.